Case number 10,759, John Hudson, east of 285 Beaver Dam Road, corner of Beaver Dam Road and Oakcrest Drive, being lot 112 within Oakcrest Farms Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a through lot.
Name and address.
John Hudson, HUTSON, 30789 Ridge Court, Lewis, Delaware, 1995.
All right. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm here with regards to a shed that I basically wanted to put into my yard, and some documents here if you need them. Basically, I started with the Homeowners Association, got the approval from them. This was back in March of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And also, after that, I went to the to get a permit, which I have. I've got a permit for it. And basically, I got a letter 20 months later stating that I guess my property has two front yards.
Okay.
I have the front of my house, which is part of the front yard, and the back of my house, which is the front yard as well. There's basically a 40-foot variance, I found out, on the back of my house, which would leave me basically 10 feet of open space between the back of my house and the back through the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
I got the permit. On the permit, it basically states that I have a variance of only 5 feet from the property, which if you need a copy of that, I have.
No.
We have that copy, and it does say the permit was issued for 30 front yard, 5 side, and 5 foot rear.
So I basically went and built the shed. Unfortunately, I have a couple of hardships with regards to basically moving it into that 10-foot area there. I have, I don't know if you have copies of the actual plot plan.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sunroom on the back, and on one side of it behind the garage, there is basically underground lines that go across there, which is the water, the electric, cable and the telephone lines that run underneath of that area.
Mm-hmm.
So placing the shed in that location, I wouldn't be able to actually access those lines in the future if I needed to.
Right.
On the other side of the room, basically there are two access panels that go underneath of, one underneath of the sunroom, and one goes underneath of the house for access under in the under area of the house. Next to that is the heating unit, which is about 4 foot by 4 foot. Next to that is basically the regulator for the propane line, and the propane line runs underneath of that. So there's no actual area in that 10-foot space that I could actually put the shed without moving other items and things of that nature.
Right.
The second hardship, when I bought the house, it's actually the model house. So there is no actual garage. The garage was turned into an office for the developer, so I can't really use that as a garage. That's the reason I basically wanted the shed to begin with. The other thing, if I had to tear down the shed, then I'd be out financially from having the shed torn down, the money that I put into it to actually put the shed up. I also have pictures of the shed from the road as well as the front of the shed if you needed to see those as well. So,
can you pass them down there, if you would, please?
And we gotta keep them.
Okay. So basically 20 months after building the shed, I got a letter from the inspector stating that there was a problem, that I do have a 40-foot variance there. And so I had called her up. She told me that, you know, I had three options, either move the shed, tear it down, or apply for a variance. I told her the situation, that I had gotten the permit and everything, and she went and looked at it and realized that it was wrong, basically. And so she allowed me to come here today.
That's good.
So, Mr. Hudson, what size shed is it?
It's 8 foot by 10 foot.
And the inspector, he was coming out to inspect for the CO when you discovered this?
The inspector, I guess. Yeah, she was coming out for the final inspection of the shed, I guess she said. Also, there are houses along that same road that back to Beaver Dam Road, and there's actually three other homes that have sheds basically placed in the same location as the one I have.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wertman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
And Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three, okay, four. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, it's obvious that this situation wasn't created by the applicant, but instead the county for issuing the setbacks wrong on the permit. So as far as uniqueness, it's a three lot, two front setbacks. The request obviously is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property now that the mistake has been made. I don't think that it'll, or I don't see where it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood and the minimum afforded relief. Make a motion we approve case number 10,759.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,759.
Thank you.
All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.